Welcome to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. And brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. Here is your host, Robert Gold.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center in Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the west. I can see Whiskey Gap, Alberta. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto, and this podcast is produced in partnership with ProfitGuide.com. Today, we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk to somebody that you've all run into one way or another. Julian Glazer is with us. Julian is the co-founder of Instabuggy, Instabuggy.com. Julian, welcome to the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you can't help but run into Instabuggy right now, especially if you're in the Toronto market. You guys are amazing. There's great stuff going on your website. I can have almost anything delivered from my favorite store within an hour. Fantastic. But let's step back and tell us about yourself and how you came to co-found Instabuggy.
Absolutely. The idea was born around my previous startup that I started. It was in the e-commerce space as well. We were selling online products, online goods across North America, primarily anything except for groceries, which led me to believe that there's definitely a market for it. And what happened was I was busy working 12, 14-hour days, 6, 7 days a week. And at that time, my father was ill. So I had the responsibility of bringing him the essentials of the breads and waters every day after work. And it just kept dawning on me that I wish there was a service where I could dial up or just go online and order these groceries and have them delivered for him. So when we got acquired, I started developing the technology stack for Instabuggy. And so here we are.
So this all leads into what has been called the instant economy on the internet and various other marketplaces. Can you define instant economy for us and kind of your thoughts? How did we actually get to an instant economy?
Absolutely. Well, the instant economy, in my opinion, developed over time. And the way the instant economy, or as some call it, the on-demand economy, was born through several factors. Technology, the evolution of technology and development of technology stacks over time throughout the internet and e-commerce, as well as the new generation, the millennials, as they call it, in ages 24, 25 to about 35. As these age groups evolve and continue to evolve, these individuals are used to more and more of they want the information or they want the product and they want it now. So a good example would be the same mail, where many, many years ago, we had regular mail and you'd write a letter, drop it into the mailbox and send it off. And 2, 3 days later, the recipient on the other end would receive it. Today, you open up your email, you type up an email, you type up your letter, and you hit send, and it's literally seconds later on the receiving end. Having said that, with the technology and the millennials growing into this, the fast-paced life, individuals that work many, many hours a day, they all expect to have answers or solutions right on the spot. Another good example is if I were to need to mine information, back in the day, I would go to the library and probably spend half a day or a day looking through the indexes and different books to find the information I was looking for. Whereas today, people just go online, search Google, and a couple seconds or minutes later, they have their information. So I believe through that, as well as the technology that has evolved over time, we have created that on-demand economy.
So, Julian, are there countries around the world where the on-demand or instant economy is really in full swing and kind of makes Canada look like a laggard we're holding back? Or, in fact, are we right up there? Are we ahead of the curve?
I believe that we are a lagging indicator based on countries such as Europe as well as the United States, which are leading the way from an instant economy perspective. In Europe, if you look at England or if you look at the United States in general as a whole, you will see these countries lead the way as opposed to Canada, which is a lagging indicator in terms of the on-demand economy. And I believe one of the reasons that this is the case is due to the fact that Canada is a little bit of a different market when it comes to on-demand. Especially, I can speak to the online grocery industry specifically. If you look at Europe or you look at the U.S., you're looking at companies like Uber, Airbnb, and others that use the crowdsourcing model, which essentially means that they have individuals that can select their own schedule and time based on their convenience to go out and shop for groceries and deliver those groceries. So the reason Canada does seem to be lagging from an instant economy standpoint is also from a legislation standpoint, where the rules and policies are a little bit different than what they would be in the U.S. as well as Europe.
Why is that?
If we take Toronto, for example, and we bring Uber into context, you'll see that even though the people, the citizens, are all interested in this type of service, you see it affecting the regular taxi companies, which for many, many decades have been operating without any competition. What happens with the on-demand economy is when you start bringing this in with the technology, it becomes a disruption. And as a disruptive service, it takes its toll and effect onto the actual economy, which affects the individuals that work within the taxi corporations and the companies and so forth. So I guess because Canada's a little bit tighter from a regulation policy standpoint, it makes it a little bit harder to enter the on-demand economy and adhere to certain regulations that have been passed for many, many years. So what's happening right now is the Canadian government is based on provinces and municipalities are looking at reworking this to make sure that it makes sense for everybody and it doesn't disrupt in a way where it affects or impacts these corporations in a negative way.
So have you approached any Canadian retailers and they said, no, thank you very much, but we're not interested in your offering, and you were actually rebuked when you're thinking, boy, oh boy, you guys, perfect fit for you guys?
We haven't been refuted in terms of any retailers telling us that they're not interested in this actual model. And the reason for that is because what Instabuggy does is essentially a marketplace that connects retailers to users or consumers. What we offer, initially we were looked at as disruption service, as a disruptor. And as time passes, the retailers understand more and more that as opposed to looking at us as a disruptive service, they're looking at us as a partner now that could bring value in addition to what they're doing within the brick and mortar services alone. And so we're an additional arm in addition to the brick and mortar model now, bringing the e-commerce, the omni-channel into effect here. So essentially what we do is we provide more insight to the retailers in terms of data and analytics. Up until recently, you were to walk into a grocery store and purchase $100 worth of groceries, you just go to the cash, checkout, and leave. And so the stores had no way of knowing who their customer is. They had no way of knowing who you are, whether you're coming back, as well as what you've purchased. And with this technology, the retailers now have the access to customer data, the analytics, the information in terms of who their customers are, where they're coming from, what they're purchasing, how often they're purchasing. They have more interaction in terms of knowledge, in terms of who their customer is, and they also have the ability to provide that service to that customer knowing what they're looking for. So from a personalization standpoint, we know that any individuals that are purchasing eggs or milk or bread once or twice a week, we know who they are, we know what brands they're purchasing, and we also know where their interests are, so what their shopping habits are, what their spending habits are, and so forth. So if there's an item that goes on sale, we can actually contact these individuals by pinging them and saying, hey, look, there's a carton of eggs that are on sale today. These are the carton of eggs that we know they purchase on a regular basis. And so we now have that insight that we can provide. So this is very valuable data, very valuable information.
Let's talk about scaling across the country. Instabuggy relies on local retailers to be really successful. So how are you going to scale to the major cities across Canada?
Right. So we've joined forces with the retail giants such as the Sobeys FreshCos, the Sobeys Urban Freshes, and so forth, as well as the independents. But the retailers that we've joined forces for are on a national scale. So somebody like Sobeys Urban Fresh, they're not just in the Greater Toronto Area or in the urban areas of Toronto. They're also in other cities such as Ottawa. What we are doing is, and we are scaling out as we speak, is having joined forces with these retailers, we are expanding and scaling up to other cities in conjunction with them, as well as other retailers that may not necessarily be within Ontario, but are in other provinces within the country. There's two ways that the on-demand economy is serviced. One way is the crowdsourcing model, which is used by companies such as Uber, where there are individuals that can select their own calendars and schedules on when they'd like to work. So what that does, as opposed to Instabuggy, where we actually have our own full-time and part-time drivers that actually work for Instabuggy, is an elimination of any risks and gaps in terms of if you work in the construction industry and you have 2 hours off throughout the day, you may want to earn some extra money and go ahead and work for Instabuggy and go ahead and pack these orders. So when an order comes in and you go and you start packing these orders and you get a call from somebody saying, hey, there's an emergency, you need to come here right now, what happens is that end result, which is the customer experience and the customer service, does get compromised because of that crowdsourcing model. So what we've done is we've actually implemented our own drivers, our full-time and part-time drivers, that are fully trained and are fully responsible for what they're doing. So when we have shoppers go into the store to pick and pack orders, they are shoppers that work for Instabuggy. They're not shoppers that are outsourced. That would be something that eliminates any risks and gaps because it's the end user experience that's key here. The second thing would be customer experience. A lot of times, any business owner will focus on the actual business and how to grow revenues. We'll miss out the portion of providing that customer experience, providing that white glove service like Instabuggy does. So definitely focusing on the actual customer experience, which is our priority. And I would say the third one is development of our technology stack, or developing a technology that really ties the retailers to the users or the consumers, essentially creating a marketplace where we connect the retailer to the consumer. And so having a robust technology stack eliminates any issues or any problems that you may not foresee in the future. Those three factors are definitely important to keep in mind when you're starting up.
Well, excellent advice. Much appreciated. Julian Glazer, co-founder Instabuggy, Instabuggy.com. Julian, we see you everywhere online. We can't help but work with you. Thank you for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you for having me.
And until next time, I'm Robert Gold, managing partner of Bennett Gold LLP, chartered accountants in Toronto. If you want to see how we eliminate risks and gaps for our clients, check us out at BennettGold.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at ProfitGuide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone, and good night, Whiskey Gap, Alberta.
You've been listening to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's business podcast, and brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. From acceleration to succession, strategy to tax planning, there's a lot more through the door at BennettGold.ca.